It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. It's 2019, and we have something we usually don't have. Ryan, we have plans.
That's what we're leading with here?
Yeah, plans. Like, we've never had those before. Usually it's just like, turn on a mic. Let's roll.
That's not entirely true. Like, all of the preview episodes that many people hated last year, those were plans.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We often have more plans than it sounds like.
Yeah, like, I actually think you're selling us short. I think most of the time we have not quite an Ocean's 11 level of planning, but something, like, more planning than you would think. And then we hit record, and one of us, often Spencer, but not always, just gets all Leroy Jenkins, and that's the end of the plan. Like, actually, the whole Leroy Jenkins clip is a good summation of the full cast pre-production experience.
It's about spotting opportunities, Ryan. It's about seeing a hole in the defense. Your quarterback can't be married to the plan. He's got to get out there and react.
Sure. Like, I'll do that right here. Can we talk some more about how my dentist has Mountain Dew in the waiting area?
Well,
go on.
Well, yeah.
Like, that. What the fuck is that? Because here's the thing. It'd be one thing if it was... I'm not saying the fact that they have anything that is ostensibly bad for your teeth in the waiting area is surprising. They have coffee as well. And I get why they do. If they had ginger ale, I could maybe say, okay, like, a little strange, but I get it. Mountain Dew is basically like cavities, the drink. How on earth, what is the purpose here? And it's not as if Mountain Dew is something you can just stroll into a Walgreens and they're definitely going to have it. They're definitely going to have a big case of Mountain Dew for you to bring to the office. Like, Coca-Cola, sure. How on earth did we get to the place where my otherwise seemingly respectable dentist, who, when you're a new patient, do you know what he gives you?
Mountain Dew.
A bamboo plant.
So, Ryan,
so you can as chew a person, on it like a panda?
Yeah.
Ryan, yeah. The internet often wants to fire you.
Yeah.
However, you have managed to cobble together job security by hook or by crook for quite some time now, defying the odds at every turn.
Yeah.
And in fact, only growing in prominence and responsibility over the long haul.
Much to our collective alarm.
Much to our confusion. So you see the value in job security. You see the value in creating a need for yourself.
Right.
You know, you become the Bloomin' Onion and then cover the game in which the Bloomin' Onion appears.
Sure.
So to me, that's the logic. Like, if you're the dentist, you want to fuck up people's teeth because then they got to come back.
Yeah, I think this is the mechanic, like, or this is the tire shop throwing nails on the road, right? You got to make your own wind sometimes if you're going to sail.
Yeah, throw nails in people's mouths, you cowards.
That I would respect more, or just like...
But those are not delicious. And they don't make your mouth taste like NASCAR.
The mechanic has to throw nails on the road because you, an amateur, can tell if you have a flat tire or not, right? I don't know shit about my teeth.
You know if you have a hole in one.
No, you don't. You're telling me you can guess with 100% accuracy whether or not you have a cavity?
Yeah, I have none.
My point is...
If I did, you could see it. You could fucking see it, right? I haven't had one since I was like 9, so I don't know.
No, they're often in like such weird crevices.
Well, who gives a shit about that? That doesn't matter.
All right. I realize I've wandered more into our dentistry as a scam.
It's time for Spencer's Dentist Takes.
Dentistry is a scam.
Spencer is an Old West prospector.
All you need to do is chew on a piece of sandalwood. Run a piece of felt around your mouth and drink clear mountain water and whiskey. That's it. Stick to that.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, including flavors like Liberty Brew. 50 flavors in one.
Liberate your mouth from Big Dentist.
I gotta tell you, that is the most Fallout fucking soda I've ever seen in the wild.
The one that has the label with the Statue of Liberty on a hog. Yeah. Not by that, I mean a Harley Davidson, not an actual hog, which is kind of unfortunate because now you're seeing it. And I admit, it's a superior image.
We'll get there. So, yeah. So, boom. There you go. Podcast derailed. I don't even know what we were supposed to be doing here. Sorry.
See, now two of you have derailed, and it is on me to steer this thing back on course. Folks, it is... basically college football season, and it is time for us to pull up our pants and button our shirts and get this thing in fucking order, because football is here, so we have to very diligently cover the sport that is connected to our name. We don't really, because like if we talk about college football for 1 minute per episode, that is more than any other podcast on earth can devote to the subject, but still, it's time to get in gear. So we're going to Spencer. You sent out the call for what now? To seek to connect readers with each other on the subject of Saturday preparation.
I did, and just ask for basics. You know, just what are you planning? What are you doing out there? How are you prepping for this? And you know, what do you need? What are the basic essentials? And my personal favorite here is from a Rutgers fan who said, "Rutgers fan here." This is at Drifter 1717, aka Justin. Rutgers fan here. Bam, BTN subscription. Bam, 50 cubic tons of Prozac. Bam, one single can of Cape May always ready. Also, he says in an additional tweet, he's going to Piscataway, but isn't really sure why. It's important to start with realistic goals for the season, so I salute you, Justin.
What would I have to do to cajole either of you to come with me to a game in Piscataway?
Bitch, I've been.
Yeah, I know. I know you've been, but that was a choice you made, and we've talked about it.
No, it wasn't.
It went great, right?
That was a choice you kind of made.
Actually, I did get to see that one Rutgers, Kansas play up close. You know the one. So
the one.
That's... I might go to Rutgers-Princeton because Princeton would add yet another W in their truly ancient series.
Sure.
I'm not going to bet it. It's not happening.
I would prefer not to.
I would prefer not to. At Brennamania, when he asked what we needed for college football, gave the most Georgia answer available. You ready for this? Excuse me. ordering a bushel of green Georgia peanuts to keep in the freezer for boiling up on game days.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever boiled peanuts, you don't boil, like, you know, a small serving of them.
There's not an Easy Mac size here.
Yeah, no, like, your measurements are like gallon and drum. So Jay Brenneman, a.k.a. at Brennemania, make some friends. Pass these around. Or make some enemies, depending on your opinion of boiled peanuts. Because
are we
not
pro
forever,
or anti?
Anti.
Huh. I'm pro.
Okay, I'll stand on the pro side.
Okay.
House divided.
Now we have our teams.
Twas ever thus. Those who are pro, admittedly kind of slimy, extremely salty peanuts that are wet and served in a bag despite being wet. That's my favorite thing.
Do you put them in cola?
And scalding fucking hot.
Yeah. I put them in cola? No, but I have put unboiled peanuts in cola. Mm-hmm. So you get the chew. I have done that. And it is deeply underrated. It's delicious. But yeah, scalding hot, filled with liquid, and served in a paper bag. It's Georgia thinking right there. Hey, why don't you take this in the car?
This sounds like an aggressively 19th century London kind of snack.
I was going to say, when you're thinking about it, isn't this more of like a, I don't know, when I think about boiled peanuts, I think way more about Georgia Southern than I do about Georgia proper, because that's just going to get on their khakis.
At BMillie24 suggests, as an Arizona Wildcats fan relocated to the Eastern time zone, the only true essentials are coffee and self-loathing. Buddy, if that makes you an Arizona Wildcats fan, I'm in line. We got this.
What do they need coffee for? Their games start at like 4 o'clock local. What are time zones?
Well, they're cats, so they are napping at this
That's
time.
That's true.
Yeah, right. Sleepy. Yeah. At Taco Trey Kirby, of the starters, says Charles Woodson, Michigan jersey with nothing underneath.
Get fucked.
That's chafy. I mean, you got it. That's really chafy. Do either?
Not if it's like a belly shirt.
It might be a 90s belly shirt.
Yeah.
Which on, you know, the average adult grown man, that's definitely what you want.
Are you telling me Trey Kirby wouldn't wear a Woodson belly jersey?
There's would and could and should. And those are all three different things, aren't they?
Okay.
Do either of you own a jersey? Actually, not this. I want to ask Ryan, because Jason, you own a jersey, correct?
A jersey? Yes.
Yeah. Ryan, do you own a jersey?
I still do, but I haven't worn them in quite some time.
Them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So which Tampa Bay Bucks?
Originally I had an Alvin Harper creamsicle orange Bucks jersey. That was truly unfortunate.
Wow.
And then I want to say I had a John Lynch Bucks jersey as well.
Well, yeah.
I think those are the only two Bucks jerseys I had. I definitely had a Florida jersey. I think just the standard, like, one. And a friend of mine got me a, like, game-worn jersey from an O-lineman that I have in a closet somewhere. I have an Allen Iverson Georgetown basketball jersey floating around somewhere.
Is it sleeveless?
Indeed, it is.
When's the last time we've worn that?
To our next
That's been a while. That's the thing. I bought that in eighth grade, and I just, every time I go to clean out my closet, I think that one's actually still back in my parents' house. Every time they're like, you need to get rid of this. I'm like, it's an Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey. I don't care if I never wear it again. I'm definitely keeping it.
Yeah, but you should wear it.
Okay. Great.
Over a turtleneck.
I mean, how's this? This will determine whether you should wear it and how to wear it. Were you an early bloomer or a late bloomer?
I was an on-time bloomer.
Okay, yeah. So you should definitely just wear the jersey. You should wear the jersey over a shirt.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
So it just
pulls
everything in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I've owned many a jersey in my life. I just don't wear them anymore.
I think we have. I think those are the extent of tips I thought were actually like
that's
preparations
it.
That I think that's it, man. Everyone else, pretty basic things that as adults I think we can all agree are like givens.
Doesn't matter if I own jerseys.
Do you own a jersey? I didn't assume you did.
Oh, we moved on. Let's move on.
No. I want to know. You have what Tennessee jersey do you own?
No, we moved on. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, now I'm curious.
Go listen to podcast Ain't Played Nobody's. By the time this come out, it might be their not most recent, but the one before that episode. You can learn something about what you should do if you're cord cutting this year. Many of you probably already have cut the cord. Others may be exploring it. I gotta tell you, I am looking forward to the maybe like 5 years from now when people are like, no, cable, like cable's the like retro cool thing to do.
AM radio.
Have you considered it?
Yeah, it's time to record. It's like when you snip the other kind of cord and then put it back. The surgery kind.
We've got this,
you know what I'm saying?
We've got this scheme where we're going to broadcast things for free over the air. It'll never catch on.
Never.
Yeah, I think PAPN, their ultimate recommendation was the YouTube TV and the ESPN Plus. And I mean, I'm on board with that. And I think most of the people who replied to Spencer, that was one of their top tips. So, great. That's done. That's settled.
This leads us to plans. Plans for 2019, i.e., where are we going? Which this is a hard question because I think all four of us have varying degrees of been to, right? Holly's the road warrior. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, pretty. I've been to most of the big ones.
Right.
Thank you for including me as though I'm a member of this show and not just tacked on for diversity.
You're welcome.
Which, by the way, me as a diversity hire is a tragic fucking commentary on this industry.
Ryan, you're on the other end of the spectrum. You're like Mr. Never Been Nowhere.
I can tell you, I can list every non-Gainesville place I have gone to for a game. Jacksonville, the Orange Bowl, and the whatever the new one is. Landshark bullshit.
Hard Knock Life Stadium.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Joe Landshark Robbie Knock Stadium. Let's see. I've been to Neyland. I've been to the Outback Bowl on at least three occasions. shit, is that it? That really might be it.
Yeah. You went to South Dakota something or other.
I think that one was played at Black Hills State, if memory serves. Other than that, yeah, that's it. That's the entire list of places I have been to one Rutgers game. So those are all the stadiums I've ever
for
been
fun.
To watch college football. For fun, for fitness, and for fun.
So the standards here are, it's a wide band that doesn't include anything at the top, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
You mean like for places like, for instance,
places Ryan will go.
Like you're an honorary Stanford student because unlike a lot of Stanford students, you've been to a Stanford football game in Stanford, right? Yeah.
I have.
Nobody listening to this knows who you're talking to.
Pointing at Holly.
No, I heard that.
That's why I kept gesturing at you so that you would say my name.
Yeah.
I heard the angle of Spencer's head.
See, look what happens when you try and include me in the show. Let this serve as a lesson to everyone.
Holly, when are you just gonna? Can you just depose Spencer at this point, please?
Depose, like, oh, you mean like the throne?
Yeah, not like deposit, not like Joe Jamail. Although that would be good too.
Could do that. Hey, fat boy.
I mean, I already deposed Bill Connolly. Anyway, what was your fucking question?
R.I.P. Bill, but you've been to it. You've actually been to. You're weird because you've been to an actual Stanford football game.
I've been to multiple Stanford games, and I believe I'm on the record multiple years previously on this podcast, decrying them as a criminally underrated tailgate scene.
I have a list of places I have not been. It's pretty long, but the big ones that I could actually hit up this year are, they're good. And I think three out of the four have legitimate football interest. And one of them is just, I want to see something stupid.
And tell you what, go through yours and I'll go last because I have this, it's an extremely hashtag blessed problem. I have trouble thinking about where I've been at this point because I did this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I've hit most of my wish list, but let me scroll through real quick. Go through yours first.
Yeah. I think I've actually been with you in a stadium where you go, oh, I've been here before. I forgot
where
that.
Where I forgot. Where was that?
I'm going to think.
Where I forgot that I had been there until I got there.
Yeah. 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 I'll remember which stadium.
Was it LSU?
It was probably LSU.
Yeah. That explains some forgetting.
The number one place I haven't been is Madison, Wisconsin.
God, it's so good.
I haven't been there for a game, and everybody I say, oh, I haven't been to Madison. Everyone's like, you idiot.
Can I lay out a letter of recommendation for Wisconsin that the three of you will specifically understand, as will the target audience of this podcast?
Yeah.
I had never been to Wisconsin before, I want to say like 4 or 5 years ago. And then I ended up going twice in 1 year, both times for work. The first time was at the dead ass end of July. It gets surprisingly hot in Wisconsin. There are an astonishing amount of mosquitoes. The second time I went that following football season for the Paul Bunyan game at the dead ass end of the season in November. It was 12 degrees, I want to say. And we stayed on the lake, which made it even colder. I am absolutely in love with Wisconsin, and I visited Madison during the two most inhospitable times of the year. And y'all know how we function in cold, on here. That Wisconsin Minnesota game the week after Thanksgiving was a fucking ball, and I cannot encourage you strongly enough to go.
It also features one of the most important things in college football, which is Goldie and Bucky doing ladder matches.
The ghost of Jim Sorge.
It's actually just Jim Sorge.
Speaking of which, my jersey is a Brandon Stokely jersey. You're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that should be Jim Sorge, right? Like if I were an ex-Wisconsin quarterback, I would just wander the sidelines dressed as the like Christmas Carol ghost of Christmas past version of myself.
But
right?
Instead of rattling all of his chains that he rattles have like little wrist playbooks at the end of them.
Yeah, either that or just a chain of beer cans.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say also, you can, and I do not oversell this in any way, you can eat like a god in Madison for fairly cheap.
Extremely important.
Yeah, like a Thor comic book god. Like one of those tables.
I have been holed up in this village for a week.
Yeah.
Holly, who should we be more concerned about? Alex Kirshner going to Baton Rouge for the first time, or Spencer?
Yes.
Going, okay.
Yes. I am extremely concerned about my youngest son being placed into the surly embrace of LSU. I love and admire and respect his immediately older sibling in the Banner Society family, Richard Johnson. That does not mean that I think that Richard will not place Alex in endangering situations in Baton Rouge, not because Richard is irresponsible, but because he will think it is funny. He will be right.
But it's a real Milo and Otis situation.
He will be right, but as his boss, I feel like I can't encourage this.
But you're laughing, so...
I'm imagining Alex bellying up to the bar at Chimes. Hey, guys.
Yeah,
hey, there's statutory
two...
grape shot. Is that a pun?
There's two.
Are you guys aware that's a problematic pun?
There's two kinds of people who get into trouble. People who get into trouble by asking questions and people who get into trouble by not asking questions. I
Alex
am the person who gets in trouble by not asking
is
questions.
The
Alex
right.
is the former.
I have. I think
that's a good way to put it.
I want to do a heist with Alex one day. I really want to pull off a bank heist just because we're doing everything right. We're pulling away from the bank. And Alex sees a cop rounds a corner and he sticks his head out the window and goes, "Officer, I'm aware this was a fire lane, but we were only here for the purposes of loading and unloading passengers."
I think he'd just say it. He'd just be like, "Hey, we're robbing this bank, but we're going to be really brief.
You know, guys, this is my first bank robbery."
Yeah. And nobody, it'd be perfect because nobody would believe it.
To be clear, this actually might make him low-key an amazing spy.
Yeah. No, no.
To be clear, I would die for Alex Kirshner. I just don't want him to die in Baton Rouge.
What if this is all a ruse and Alex is actually like the hardest hitting motherfucker any of us know?
A ruse or a roux? Because he might end up in a gumbo pot not knowing the difference.
Hey, kind of hot in here, guys. Not that I don't like it, but I do.
Hey, do you guys ever hear that story about the boiling frog? You think there's anything to that?
Let's see. If you want to check that out, by the way, prime spots, Wisconsin, you could go Michigan, Wisconsin on September 21st. Prospects don't look very good for that. Nebraska, that might be like November 16th, a little cold. Nebraska coming into town in Madison. That might be the way to go. Washington's the other one. I've never been to Washington.
I feel like this, I don't know, this feels like setting myself up as a know-it-all because I'm like, ooh, I've been there. Underrated. But I'm predisposed to love all water tailgates.
I've heard it's loud.
Underratedly loud. It's not like, okay, it's not Oregon loud. It's way louder than you think a fairly nice, bougie stadium in the Pac-12 would be.
And it's open. Like, yes. It's an open stadium.
Yes, it's got it's got one of those architectural feats where everything just vibrates with the noise. Like, it feels like at the top, it feels like the whole stadium is made of like not too thick corrugated tin.
Yeah.
And it rattles.
Okay, good. Structurally unsound stadium. Beautiful setting.
Yeah, no, I mean, in terms of like there is nothing louder in the Pac-12 than Oregon. I think we can all agree, but Washington, I would put it a close second.
Let's see. I've also got on here. This is the one that doesn't make sense, and I'm just going to cop to it because it's not exactly like it's not, you know, like when you hear marquee location, destinations, right?
Is this the one you were asking me if I wanted to go to this season, and I said I would not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fayetteville.
No, thank you.
Fayetteville, y'all. Cause,
I would prefer not to.
Because if you don't know, they have a massive, massive statue paid for in part by Jerry Jones of, and here's where it gets topical.
I prefer the Texas A&M statue.
They call it a monument. I would call it an ode to feral hogs. It's a massive installment. Like it's 20 feet. It's 25 feet high at its tallest point and 50 feet wide. And it's called the Wild Band of Razorbacks. This is a visual medium. I can't really convey the splendor of this thing other than to say water features. Yes.
Wait, and the hog statue?
Yes. In the hog statue, there's water flowing.
What part of the hog is sprouting water?
Yeah, no, they're on rocks. So it's
it's not like,
no, it's not like it's
they're not like with little wings and bows and arrows.
Jerry Jones didn't say, I want water shooting out of every hole of that hog.
The hog's got weeping wounds.
They're crying tears of joy.
They have a stigmata hog?
Yeah.
Hogmata?
This here's a graven image. This isn't a statue.
Pigmata, it's right there. Shit.
While I do believe this is a noble reason to go to a game, I'm still not going.
I've
been banned from Hogville. I can't do it.
Did I tell you that there are like mood lights on it at night?
What moods?
Horny?
Is it designed to invoke?
Yeah, all of the moods of the Arkansas Razorback. Horny, desolate, horny and desolate.
Hang on while I
tired but still horny.
Tired but horny.
Hang on while I Google wedding photos taken in front of this statue.
Bloated and horny?
Wait. There's a new hog statue in West Fayetteville?
Can I also give you this, that the name of the sculptor who did this is a noted sculptor of wildlife out of Montana whose name is Dick Idle.
So,
wow.
There's an entirely different,
that's the Washington Monument.
3,500 pound hog sculpture that was installed along a highway last summer?
Yeah.
And this is different from the one that you're talking about.
This is just...
There are just metal pigs.
Just porcine art breaking out all over. Who knew Arkansas was the heart of...
That thing looks like Sauron. Look at that shit.
It's got a blue eye. Man, this is fantastic. Yeah, this was...
It's on US 62 between Fayetteville and Farmington. It is 30 feet tall, which is taller than the statue of Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial. Well, they've never been a fan of his. And about the same height as the Martin Luther King Jr. statue in Washington, D.C. Separate but equal. Well done, Arkansas.
This was the point at which I knew
It's nicknamed the Dancing Boar. It stands vertically on its back legs with its hooves in the air.
Do you know what's the most disturbing thing about Razorback Stadium? It has it has multiple earnest Yelp reviews.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like just a lot about like how the stadium like how it had a lot of places to get food and drinks and water and I had a good time and like this is very disconcerting. Why are multiple people leaving legit Yelp reviews for a stadium?
They did come up short, though, because this is a description from the WholeHogSports.com article that features a fantastic picture of Dick Idol.
Dick Idol?
Dick Idol. Which was, the monument will include a waterfall and vanishing pool, and water will shoot out 6 feet wide in some areas. Lights under the water will create illusions, Idol said. And the lights and audio can be synced with video boards and the audio system inside the stadium. Y'all, if you're going to go that far, just make it a showbiz pizza. Just make the hogs' mouths move.
Okay, I would show up for that.
So they can sing along with whatever they're playing in the stadium.
What are they playing in the stadium?
I was thinking Flo Rida.
I was going to say Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck covered, game, covered by Flo Rida.
You know Jerry Jones asked for that too, right?
He's yes, like,
can you make it sing Thunderstruck? Song gets me amped.
Song gets me desolate and horny.
Desolate, horny, and amped. That's peak right. Razorback.
Speaking of desolate, go give us your fourth choice, you idiot.
Cal. You wanted idiot? There you go.
That's fine.
Because I think Jason and I feel the same way about this. An essential stadium is one that's built on a fault line.
Man, you missed the old one, though, which is the most decrepit, falling-ass-apart stadium I've ever been to in real life, and I've been to multiple Liberty Bowl games.
I'm trying to see a fucking spectacle, and if I'm part of the spectacle, all the better. Like, you can sit on a fucking chair and watch a football game anywhere. Can you sit on a falling chair anywhere? No.
There are 76 reviews for this stadium. What the shit? Stop reviewing stadiums on Yelp. It's not an option. You either go to that game or you don't. You can't go to a different location.
If you're Arkansas, you can.
That's true. Actually, Arkansas is the one place that does justify having Yelp reviews for their stadiums.
They could be like, listen, your kids aren't ever going to leave because they're spectral hogs. They're hypnotic. They call the children to them. It's hard to get them to leave. Yeah, they have like Tightwad Hill. Don't have to pay to get in. Can sit up there while everybody smokes pot, watches the game. And also the game this year, special allure because have you ever been to a Pac-12 game that ended 5-0? You might if you go to a Cal game.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds really, really, really great.
Why? Fine.
Duh, there are, I don't know if they've closed these off, but at one point, not too long after it opened, there used to be spots in the Cal Stadium where you could get up onto the roof of the stadium, like through the big steel rafters. No, it's great viewing from up there.
I'm sure, but is that legal?
I do not know, and I will not name the Cal employee who took me up there at this time. But I have pictures that we can put out with the show notes, which we always say we're going to do and never did. It's a lot of
never
fun
do
at
it.
The top because it's always kind of foggy. Yeah. Right?
Wow.
And you can kind of get up above the fog line.
I'm more intrigued than ever, frankly. Thank you, Bad Ideas University. Jason, you only want, you got one spot, right?
So on my list of, FBS schools to get to, it's real short. Like, sure, Wisconsin. Sure, great. You know, I don't care to do, the I must see Notre Dame and all that shit. No, I'll be totally fine if I don't make it to the fucking whole internet list of the best stadiums.
Gillette Field.
Got to, man. The UMass Amherst Minutemen playing in Foxborough. Yeah, the one on the list this year that I'm going to try to get to is Montana, Montana State, Bozeman, about an hour north of Yellowstone. That'd be a few days before Thanksgiving. Weather should be, I hope it's nightmarish. I hope it's just fucking abominable. I hope I nearly die. Nearly, emphasis on nearly.
There's an asbestos tornado coming through.
If there's some way I could predict Montana State having a home playoff game, which would not at all be far-fetched, they're very good this year, I would probably save the trip for that, but give me a rivalry game at you know, in the fucking middle, at a college town in the fucking middle of nowhere.
No, I like it. Is this the one that's, this is at the mouth of Hellgate Canyon? It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Just every time they do that, every time they do that for a playoff, it's always like death levels of snow. And they mention, you know, they mention it's at the mouth of Hellgate Canyon.
Yeah. If you want to completely destroy any argument against expanding the playoff in FBS, just go watch a home Montana playoff game when, like, you know, the sky is falling. Everyone in the crowd doesn't have a shirt on. It's negative 10 degrees. You know, it looks like the best and worst place on earth. And instead we play at Glendale, Arizona indoors. So Montana, let's do it.
It's going to be deeply uncomfortable and I can't wait to do it.
This is not on brand for us.
No, it's completely on brand. Now, you don't have many places to go, but you do have a couple, right, Holly?
The big hole in my schedule happened due to a long ago illness. I was supposed to attend Johnny Manziel's a home game he played versus a little football team out of Alabama that ended up being a game of some renown, and got strep that weekend. And as a result, I have never been to the Hate Barn.
Woo!
Which I would call by far the biggest gap in my travel and resume. Although this is I'd want a buddy for that one, because this is very much one of those situations where I tend to forget that the fans, the Texas A&M fans I know and Texas A&M fans at large, exist pretty far apart on just about every imaginable human spectrum.
Yeah.
The home slate, if you wanted to go this year, Holly, has amazing fighting potential.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of what caught my eye.
We'll take Lamar out of it. Your choices are Auburn, Alabama, Mississippi State. We'll take UTSA out of it as well. South Carolina. Like,
the South Carolina one is actually the one I wanted.
Man.
Because by that point in the season, something awful will have befallen one of these teams.
Both.
Yeah.
They'll both have played Clemson and Bama, and like they'll both have played maybe the two hardest schedules in the country.
Look at who both of them are coming off of, like, that month.
Yeah, they're going to be an awful
Like,
moods.
South Carolina has A&M has a virtual bye the week before, but this is after they have run, like, an early gauntlet that is, you know, Clemson, Auburn, Alabama.
South Carolina stumbling into that game at College Station is just it's a dangerous animal. I'm not saying
this is gonna be the two angry guys from high school who come to the 10-year reunion just to prove something.
Also, they have to do this shit every year. That's a protected rivalry.
I know. It's my favorite. It's the dumb shittest protected rivalry of all, and that makes me love it. When I'm going down my list of other places that I haven't been and want to, I'm noticing a theme. You know, your North Dakota states, your Utah states, your App states. My big goal game right now for the season is Appalachian State on Halloween night versus Georgia Southern.
Heat.
Which I know we've talked about
heat.
Before.
Real heat.
Guys, if I don't come back, just don't find me. I'm happy. Speaking of mountain, like, while I'm going to weird, like, mountain home games, I was thinking about fake mountain home games. I've never been to NC State, but I'm not sure what it says about me that I'm bothered that I've never been to NC State.
Anyone been to? I haven't been to NC State.
No.
I don't have those feelings. Fake rocks.
You just want to see the fake
Pink Rocks, but also I've been to Splash Mountain. Like, do I need to go to NC State?
Have you been to Splash Mountain with Dave Doran?
Oh, Christ, dude.
That sounds way worse than I wanted it to.
That is so upsetting. And you were making eye contact when you said it.
Oh, God. I feel unclean.
Oh. Are you unclean? It's fine. We'll get through this. Wet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very clean right now. You also, I
just want to hear from the person who thinks NC State is like the NC State homer who would say online, write it down in front of everyone, like, best home atmosphere in college football.
Y'all,
gotta
our Panera's got a drive-through.
Cookout, y'all. Cookout. You can't go anywhere else and get cookout.
Oh, you haven't been to Raleigh? You haven't lived, brother.
You got to see how we do.
I mean, there's Carrabba's, and then there's Triangle Carrabba's.
You haven't eaten until you do it with the pack. Ow!
Most of my wish list tends towards the real or fakely mountainous.
I've never been, a clarification, I've never been to Texas A&M, the new one. I went to the old one, the only game I've seen, and I kind of, like, I'm on that thing where I'm like, I don't know, do I want this to be the only game I've seen at A&M? I went to the last Texas A&M, Texas game.
Oh, shit, dude. You kind of want to sit on that, right?
Yeah, I might want to sit on that, because, like, the last thing I saw was not the prominent football playing McCoy, but I saw McCoy McCoy the younger.
Ah, not that one.
Yeah. I saw Case McCoy.
Clip. No.
No.
No. No.
Clip?
Clade?
Clippy.
Clarp.
Clade?
Clarp. Claude. Claude.
Claude. I saw Claude McCoy.
C-L-O-D.
C-L-O-D. Not the French name, yeah.
Texas fans, if you think that should be the last A&M game Spencer ever attends, let him know.
Let me know.
You can reach him at 38 Godfrey.
I would like to make one last push for Holly to go to an NC State game, and that's that you can take your picture with Russell Wilson's retired number.
At NC State?
Oh, did he attend school? Did he matriculate?
You gotta choose baseball or football. Okay, later.
What does it say that every time I tried to summon the name of that coach, I just kept coming up with Tom Osborne? Which I know is
incorrect. Wrong. Yeah, that's fine. Tom O'Brien prefers to lurk in the shadows anyway.
They look exactly the same.
At what point do we just credit Russell Wilson for being an unstoppable force of optimism and humanity? Because he gets out of NC State, right? He's a good quarterback there. And Tom O'Brien's like, yeah, football or baseball, dude, up or out. Russell's like, later. Goes to Wisconsin.
Ooh, wah, ah, ah, ah.
The transfer actually works, which doesn't always happen. See Tate Martell.
Oh, wait. The South Carolina A&M game is military appreciation.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What A&M game that is not military appreciation?
That means two things.
South Carolina also is going to show up in the Under Armour Troop
Appreciator
camo.
Yes, that's what I was getting to. Those god-awful digital camo unis are going to be one thing. And two, I'm going to walk into a VFW hall and just never reemerge.
That and South Carolina has to be the most frustrating team to compete with A&M. Because
they don't say, you notice that the website for Texas A&M doesn't say whose military they appreciate.
They're weighing their options.
Y'all, the marching band's gonna honor Tiananmen Square.
They're Italy in World War I.